Ezekiel chapter 11. Furthermore, the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me to the east gate of the Lord's Jehovah's house. Temple. Which faces eastward. And at the door of the gate 25 men. Among whom I saw Jaazaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Then he said to me, Son of man. These are the men who devise mischief, and give wicked counsel in this city. Who say, It. The destruction is not near. Let us build houses. This city is the boiling pot, and we are the flesh. Therefore prophesy against them, prophesy, O son of man. And the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah fell upon me, and said to me, Speak. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. This is what you have said, O house of Israel. Because I know the things that comes into your mind, every one of them. You have multiplied your dead in this city, and you have filled its streets with the dead. Therefore this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Your dead whom you have laid in its midst, they are the flesh, and this city is the boiling pot. But I will bring you forth out of its midst. You have feared the sword, and I will bring a sword upon you, says the Lord God, Jehovah. And I will bring you out of its midst, and deliver you into the hands of strangers, and will execute judgments among you. You will fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord, Jehovah. This city will not be your boiling pot, neither will you be the flesh in its midst, but I will judge you at the border of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord, Jehovah. Because you have not walked in my laws, nor executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen. Ungodly nations. Who are around you? And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died. Then I fell down upon my face, and cried with a loud voice, and said, O Lord God, Jehovah! Will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Again the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to me, saying, Son of man! Your brothers, even your brothers, the men of your kin, and all the house of Israel completely, are those to whom those who live in Jerusalem have said, Get far away from the Lord, Jehovah. Come to us in this land given as possession. Therefore say, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, ungodly nations, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet I will be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. I will even gather you from among the people, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they will come there, and they will take away all its detestable things and all its abominations from there. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. That they may walk in my laws, and keep my commandments, and do them, and they will be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those whose hearts walk after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will pay for their deeds upon their own heads. Says the Lord God, Jehovah. Then the cherubims lifted up their wings, and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of the Lord, Jehovah, went up from the midst of the city, and stood upon the mountain which is on the east side of the city. Afterward the Spirit took me up, and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea, to those of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spoke to them of the captivity all the things that the Lord, Jehovah, had shown me.